filed, stamped, indexed, briefed, debriefed, or numbered. My life is my own.
Welcome to Hacker Voice Radio, Episode 8, on the 18th of August 2005, and this is Episode 8, Version 2, because of some complications. If you listen to Version 1, you'll find out why. This is Bilal, if I haven't said already, and I'm joined with Scoby.
Hello.
Cool. So, we will be announcing the first ever, first ever playable voicemail, which is being sent in by Planet Lave. If you want to hear it,
ooh, put it up.
I'll be playing that now. No, it says I can't listen to a voicemail during a call.
Oops.
Let's see if I can.
Hang on, me.
Put you on hold. Ah, that's annoying. I can't even do it with you on hold.
Oh well, we'll just edit it.
Yeah, no, the thing is, I can't, because we're recording live, I'm not going to be doing any editing.
Alright.
So, I guess that's a feature to be desired. Maybe if I hanged up on you.
Yeah, do that.
Cool, let's just play this for people that...
Hey buddy, it's Planet Lave here, just reporting in from New York. Just thought I'd say hello, see how you're going, and see what's going on. I'll try and give you a call a bit later, see if I can catch you when you're on air. It's a bit difficult because of the time difference on, obviously. But I'll speak to you soon, pal. Take care.
Domino's Pizza.
Hello, I would like a... double pepperoni with Coke.
You can't get it, go away.
Why not? I am a customer. The customer is always right.
Go away, you bad man.
I am bad man. I will own you.
Oh no, run away. Sanjit, run.
Sanjit. Sanjit, it is a hacker. Get the stick.
Ooh, the stick.
The stick. Yeah, I don't know if you have anything to drop into tonight's show.
A few things.
Yeah.
First one being is that Unix at Bell Labs has been officially closed down.
Uh-huh.
Department 1127 was shut down. It doesn't say, but I thought it did. Sometime in the past. Past. And that's a shame, because for decades the source of AT&T dialect of Unix came from the researchers who worked there. So that's a shame.
Yeah, and also not only has that been disbanded, but the MUMO, or what is it called? I'll get the proper name for it in a second. The CMS software developed by Mambo development team has also split up, which is a shame, because Mambo, I've heard good things about it.
Yes, that's good. That's a big shame.
Yeah.
One of the other things I wanted to add in was that I think I saw this since last autumn. But police in Central Scotland, where I come from, are swapping Linux
for
Windows.
That's correct. So this was on our, I think, the 13th or the 14th of August episode.
Yeah, this has also been reported today again, the 18th of August. It says that they've signed a 3-year, £60,000 contract with Microsoft, and it will replace their servers with Microsoft Windows Server 2003, their desktops with XP, and Office for 1,000 users.
How do you now, feel about that?
It fucking angers me so much. So much, in fact, that I actually went to London Road Police Station today to see if I could speak to their IT guy. Unfortunately, he wasn't in because he left early, but I did get his voicemail number.
Cool.
And I'm going to try and arrange something, to, maybe an interview for the show, or like pre-record it and then just play it for you.
Yeah.
But it must be annoying because every single Linux machine in the police force in Scotland, every single machine was Linux in the police force in Scotland.
Yeah.
So you can probably imagine that a lot of people who like maybe came out of college or university specialising entirely in Linux on Unix systems, finding themselves that they might have to get some Microsoft certifications to keep their job, and if they don't, they'll be out.
Yeah.
So it's not very good. They also says that Microsoft will run their domain servers, their mail servers, Active Directory, basically everything. But they says they will run Linux and open source software servers along with Microsoft web servers. I can see why, because Microsoft web servers are pretty shit, and Linux and Apache is the only way to go, really.
It's pretty decent.
You know, if you're wanting, it's more than decent. You know, it's the best web server software about. I mean, you can't get any better than that. But it's really stupid. It says that everything will be, the main infrastructure will be in place just after the new year. But I can bet straight after that, from about January the 5th, you'll see some sort of viruses infiltrated the Central Scotland Police's computers.
Yeah.
And they'll be like, fuck, why did we go with Microsoft? We should have stopped with Linux. And I'll be standing out there with my wee sign saying, told you so.
Yeah, it's just, it's crazy. I don't know why why they're doing that. But, good luck to them.
Won't last long.
Yeah. I have to say, to anyone that is listening to the show, this is a free radio station, and you are free to call in at +44 121 288 2554. And email
contact details are on the website.
Yes, our website is hackervoice.co.uk. Our email address is hackervoice@gmail.com.
Be good if you've got a call in.
Yeah, good. That would be good. Also, I don't know if I should bring this out. Maybe I won't, maybe I will, about the recent news that I've been contacted by journalist.
Yeah.
Who is interested. Wow. What happened there?
Me taping.
Sorry. And I don't know, should I bring this out tonight?
Yeah.
Okay, well, what's happening is we will be sometime around September doing a interview with this journalist who's interested in doing a report on hacker radio stations, and more information will be brought out as the time comes closer to it. But it sounds good. It's good publicity for us, and it's a good way to get our cause out to everyone. Because our main aim is to bring back the hacker scene to the UK.
Yep. Well, that'd be good. I don't know which way he's want to do it, like either a phone interview or online, but either way, you know, it's going to be really, really good.
Yeah, I did say we are very flexible. If we want to, if he can't call us, we can call him, or we can Skype. So it's not a problem. Probably we'll end up getting him to call us. But it's all good. Any more news from you?
There was a few things, small things, but not really relevant. I'm sure people have seen it anyway.
Yeah. And a quick update on my Linux troubles. I am going to be trying out tomorrow Mandrake, because I've spent since 3 o'clock last night to about 5 o'clock today in the afternoon trying to install a Linux distro on my laptop. I haven't had any luck at all. So,
that's because of Debian based, would you expect?
probably. So I got as far as getting a desktop and a mouse, and that's it. So I'll be trying that out tomorrow, and I'll be updating you. I mean, I'm sure nobody actually gives a fuck, but we'll be doing that. Also, on general news, tomorrow there will be a meeting at the CA pub. I won't say the name. If you want to get there, you will know where it is. You might want to research London 2600. With a few of my hacker friends, we're going to be going out freaking and doing a bit of war driving as well. So if you're interested, come down, meet us at 7-ish at the CA pub near, let's say, where can I say, it's close to Tottenham Court Road. So we'll be there at 7 o'clock.
You're teasing me.
And maybe I might bring along a recording device or not. I might record some of the stuff. Probably not, because quality will be poor and I don't want to get people bitching at me.
Could take a video camera.
I don't have one which will do us justice. I have an old analog video camera.
Alright. Oh well.
Yeah. But I will be taking pictures on my mobile phone, so yeah.
Talking about pictures, I actually got the pictures back from the people who developed them.
Oh, cool.
Yes, people actually still get pictures developed.
Cool.
And they sound pretty good, so I'm going to put them on the website, because they are hilarious.
That'll be cool. And also, our website is in constant development. Hopefully soon we might get some of these things filled in, like articles and the Hacker Voice people. So maybe like a little bit of about me, a little bit about SCOBY, and a little bit about Planet.
That will be done on Sunday. That'll be done for Sunday, definitely.
Oh, brilliant! Okay, and the forums. What do you think about forums? Is it going to be integrated into the website, or is it going to be a separate link to something else?
Well, I'm hoping it'll be integrated.
Yeah.
It's not too hard to do, so you know that won't be a problem.
Mm.
So.
Yeah, it should be good.
I have a e-billing license.
Yeah.
So we could probably use that.
Cool. And everything on there is covered under the what is it?
Creative
Commons license. And I don't know if we can say that the music in the background is.
No.
Some of it is, some of it isn't. Some of the past is not most fucking definitely, but we're pushing it a little bit. Obviously, it's a Hacker Voice Radio channel, so it's going to be borderline illegal.
And if people don't like that, they can go fuck themselves.
Exactly. But we want to get this, because of the nature of what we're doing, we're not limiting ourselves to FM radio. We're not limiting ourselves at all. It's a whole worldwide. We're spanning the whole world. Anyone can listen to this. So anyone can call in as well. It's not just a UK thing, but preferably we want to get this out to the UK. And slowly, things are happening. Things are moving in a good way. You know, people are coming to me, coming to other people as well, talking to us, getting interested in what we're in the cause. So over the next few months, possibly, we will be introducing little incentives, maybe t-shirts, stickers and stuff like that we'll be giving away free under certain regulations, probably a small stupid competition, like, I don't know, who can say the funniest stupid joke and dial in or something like that. Or,
who can hack or say?
So who can, sorry?
Who can hack or say?
No. Just don't want to go there, baby. But probably something stupid, I don't know, we'll think about it, some sort of competition where you can do that and win a free t-shirt, and we'll be also giving out t-shirts to anyone that comes along to the 2600 meeting next month,
which is on Friday the, I'm gonna look it up,
yeah, god knows,
Friday the 2nd of September. Yeah.
That should be good. And it's such a shame that you live so far away, because it'd be good if you could just pop around sometime and get everybody together, because it was good to see Planet after a few episodes talking to him, messing about, and so hopefully one day we will get to meet up.
Probably October or something like, because I think colleges have a break in October, so I'll have enough money, I'll come down to London.
Oh, that'd be excellent. That'd be excellent.
Because the Scottish 2600 isn't really active, there isn't a lot of people to go yet.
No.
So, no.
It's too wet and windy.
That's not that, it's just there's probably about three people. And that's people that's, fell over from the Linux user group.
Yeah.
So, I'm going to try and get a few people to go there. People, and I'll be recruiting people when I'm in college.
Yeah, that'll be good. It's all about getting people getting together with like-minded people, and sharing information, talking about stuff.
Yep. I just jumped on ILC here, and looks like it's pretty quiet.
It is very, very quiet. The only other guy that was here in the UK has disconnected.
Oops.
And I do, if you could set up permanent op status for me, that would be cool.
Oops.
In our Hacker Voice channel.
Yep.
And what else? Oh man, I'm getting spammed so much in my emails, that's not good. Well, this is just Hotmail anyway, so fucking.
Oh well. Wonderful sound, that's typing.
Yeah, this is like one of the tired episodes.
Yeah.
I was really pissed earlier, so I did like a, you'll probably be able to hear it, like a fucking random show, and then I'm surprised that there is actually a listener. Hello there, listener. I wonder where where you're from. I hope you don't mind me doing a little snoop, little ping on you.
Jump into ILC, ILC.dal.net, channel is HVR, jump in there and have a wee
jump in us, talk to us, call us, this is a shoutcast person, so I don't think this is actually a listener, looks like it could just be a bot or something really strange like that.
That's a shame.
Yeah.
I think we always had a listener.
Yeah. But people have been downloading. I've checked the server stats.
That's good. How many downloads have we been getting?
I think we've pushing about 2 gigs a week. Just on the stream.
Alright.
So it's not too bad. I might check some of the stats. What else can I check? We're getting quite a lot of hits on the actual website.
What's the numbers?
Just to update people, I'm just punching my password in now.
Shoulder suffering.
And my password is on Monday we had 17, Tuesday we had 144 hits, Wednesday we had a 15, today we had 18, so it's not too bad.
100 odd hits.
Yeah. It's good.
Damn right, it's good. Especially when there's only a few people that know about this.
Yeah, exactly. It's not widely publicised. It's not something we've been going round to forums going, blah 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 blah, look at this, look at that.
Yeah, we're not media whores.
Yeah, we're not media whores. If you want to listen to this, you'll find us and listen to it,
There was a story there and I can't find that shit. Let me cry.
Yeah, dead air.
You can just love it.
Yeah.
Oh, here it's here. Google is selling up 4 billion in stock.
Ah.
More shareholders. Oh, nice. I don't really know that much about business, so I don't know how, what's going on. I'm a geek, not a suit, so. Holy fuck, Firefox and pop-ups.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
EnzineExpress.com, I'm getting pop-ups left, right, and centre. Fuck. It's not good. Go away, fuck off. Busted. Right, so what sort of stuff you got to be doing when you're out tomorrow, freaking?
I'm going to bring my beige box along and I don't know what else. I think we're just going to fuck around, see what we can do, maybe do some urban exploration, but whatever happens.
Going anywhere near the BT building?
It's kind of close there, yeah, so we might pop around.
Good to do some snooping around.
Yeah, it'll be good. Do a bit of phone freaking, maybe a little bit of red boxing, maybe not. It depends on how we feel. But whatever happens, I'll be reporting on tomorrow's show.
Yep.
Ooh.
Red box ones for 50 pence.
Wow. So where's that coming from?
It's a digital voice recorder that I bought when I was in the States.
Oh, nice.
I just put it up to my computer speakers and it records.
Does it actually work properly?
Yeah.
Cool.
I've got... On the first recording, I've got just 50 pence, but on the second one, I have £5, so I don't have to keep pressing them. And it racks it all the way up to £5, I just call someone.
That's kind of cool. What are the implementations of being caught doing this?
None.
Ah.
Not unless a BT engineer or a cop who actually knows what redboxing is looks over your...
shoulder, yeah.
Yeah.
I have
Even if an operator's listening, BT operators are fucking stupid, so you can just say, oh no, it must be like a van behind me, no reversing or interference or some stupid thing like that.
One day, I was waiting outside the tube station, and a BT repair engineer came up to 2 BT payphones, opened them up, and I was able to witness what he was doing. The codes that you typed into the phone, because what happens once you open the phone, it displays help me on the main display until you type in the security code, which is a 4-digit number with 0 and 7 and 1. I missed out the last number.
It's always set to, it's a default number, it's the same for everyone.
Yeah,
normally. Sometimes I saw in Scotland, it's actually been the last 4 digits of the phone number where the phone box is.
Right, okay.
I've only seen that twice, but usually it's always the same default number.
Mm.
So, what's that?
And we will be doing some of that probably tomorrow.
That'd
also,
nice.
I have put up pictures of a British... distribution box, and it's kind of cool. It's opened up. It has some cable connections and some just phone pair connections as well. That I think it's in somewhere in Camden. I won't reveal the location, but I'll be popping down there again with my beige box. See if I can do anything like that. But the problem is, it's in a very open location, so anyone crouching down inside there would be obviously spotted. So I might bring along maybe a fluorescent jacket or something like that, so I look official. Or
yeah, I was about to say that.
Yeah.
Take if you can take either a car or you know, if if you really want to go see us, I mean, there's one time we went out and like we really wanted to, yeah, to explore where we could go feeding, and we hired a van, just a plain white van.
Yeah.
So we got that, the fluorescent jackets, just went about it.
Yeah.
People walking past,
yeah,
when we opened up a cab box, just see what there was, you know, taking pictures, writing things down. people were just walking by.
They didn't
bother them.
Yeah, I mean, I was there, but I was just there in plain clothes, fucking open this thing up, playing around with the wires. People were just walking past, somebody on their mobile phone next door to the flats, and probably looking at me as well. But nobody really cared, and I will be going back there sometime soon to see if it's still open up. The thing is, it's close to a very, very strange location. It's close to about 6 or 7 huge satellite discs. And these are some, like, fucking, like, 12-foot in diameter satellite dishes. It could be a satellite broadcast station, I don't know. So it might be one of those do-it-or-not kind of things. But I'll definitely be doing some urban explorations around there.
Would that be sweet?
The problem is, with anything like that, if you're going to be taking some sort of camcorder, some sort of recording device, you need at least a few people to be with you. One person holding the camera, one person doing that, and one person looking around to see if anyone's coming, such as police or security guards.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
That'll be good. Yeah.
Definitely, yeah.
I wish there was actually more places Glasgow to look around, you know, do some exploration. But there is, the only place of interest is the phone exchanges and the main BT building here.
All right.
Even then, I think that's just a call centre, but, you know, they might have some good stuff in their trash.
Well, it'd be interesting to see if there are any locations like that.
Talking about phones, so that last night show mentioned that was going to Vonage.
Yeah.
Well, that's not just the only step I'm going to be taking. I'm going to be select the normal phones, which is, I think it's the RJ11 sockets.
Yeah.
I'm just, the standard phones are going to be, okay? I'm just going to be replacing them altogether with my IP phones.
Yeah, there's
what it is, I'm going to be ripping up the, I've got wooden floor in my house, I'm just going to be ripping all that up, laying down the airport cables everywhere, completely doing all that, installing IP phones, and I'm going to be moving all my server stuff into a big cupboard. I've got this big massive cupboard, it's like 10 foot by 5, it's like a room.
Fucking hell, that's like my bedroom.
Yeah, it's big, it's at the end of the hall. I'm just going to chop everything in there, and 10 by 4, shove everything in there, and all the wires go in there, the phone won't do that, and I'll have IP phones, because what we have is stupid wireless phones.
Yeah, same here.
And I keep losing them, and I can never find them, they're never fucking charged.
Yeah.
So I'm just going to get wired IP phones.
That'd be cool.
And, you know, shove it in, probably leave it, so I don't have to bother about it.
And just to say, if anyone wants to see what I look like or what the studio looks like, visit the BinRev galleries, where there's a picture of from me of the 5th of August of me doing a nice little blood sign, and the studio as well. I don't know if you've seen it.
No.
Yeah, check that out. It's on the last editions as well. It would be cool if we could get Planet to jump on, but I think he's fast asleep. I did try and give him a call, but it said that the number is invalid.
Ooh.
So, yeah.
That's not good.
No.
You could probably get him to go to a paper or something like that.
Yeah.
Just call him now. Oh, I see it. It's enough. Last editions.
Yeah.
Nice setup.
Yeah.
Except for the French dictionary.
What's that?
Except from the French dictionary.
Yeah.
two packs of smokes.
Yeah, definitely.
That's probably just from the show.
Mm. I smoke so much during the show. I've never done a show without cigarettes.
Yeah, we can always hear you lighting up.
Yeah. I'm a chain smoker, that's the thing.
That's not good.
No.
I'm gonna die.
Mm. Thanks. You're gonna die, Belial.
I don't wanna die.
I'm too young. Dum 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 dum. See, we had some comments about me and your show and me and Planet's show. Basically,
Mains was boring.
What they said is that we are mainly technically focused, and me and Planet's show are mainly about wanking and fart jokes. Which kind of sums the whole thing up, in a way.
It's a mix of everything. We're eclectic, we like everything.
Yeah. But it's all good.
But people have to keep in mind that we're just starting out, you know?
Mm.
I mean, we've been putting out a show nearly every day.
Yeah.
I mean, it'd probably be best if we go, like, weekly.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So that way exactly. We can actually get more content.
Yeah.
No dead air.
Sure.
And, you know, have a more structured show. Mm. But it's now, we're reading your stories, discussing various things, but it's good, you know, open discussions, that's the reason we're doing it.
Definitely.
You know?
I want to do it every day sort of thing, because that's how we started off with, and I don't think it would ever be a dead show.
No.
Sure, we might miss a show, like it's happened before. I think we missed, in total, two shows. But we made up with it for like that 3-hour show. So what we need is within good time, people calling in on a regular basis, discussing their things, and maybe having regular callers, maybe regular Skype in people and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So it's all developing, it's taking hold, and probably seeing more content coming up over the next few days.
Yeah. Over the weekend I've got to be writing a lot, so that should be good. Hopefully. I'm not doing anything this weekend anyway, so I'm flat right. I'll just do everything, you know, do the website,
cool.
Write some content for the show.
Good.
Plan out my massive new network, we just got even more expensive. Fucking IP phones.
Yeah. Oh my god, we have somebody in our channel.
Woo! Kasuk.
Yes.
Hello, Kasuk. Is he listening? Tell me, listen. Listen!
Listen, you bastard.
Hello, my name is Jimmy Pop, and I'm a
We're just
have
playing.
Have you tested out the phone system yet for on air?
Which one?
Have you tested the phone system for on air?
For our show.
Yeah.
No. Well, I've tested it, as in called it, left a few voicemails, but as in getting it to work on the show, I haven't. Maybe I should do that now.
Yeah.
I'm gonna do that now.
Second.
Yeah. Let's see what happens. Oh dear. Roof is on fire. The roof, the roof. Oh dear, some problems. The roof is on fire. Burn, motherfucker. And just try and call back Scobie. Hey, buddy.
What happened?
Don't know, some weird stuff going on every time we call.
Mm.
Oh, God. Trying to do six things at the same time isn't good.
Nope. Are you using an actual phone line or is it using Skype out?
It's using Skype in. So, just going to try this again. Hopefully it won't die. Might get some sort of weird reverb. Come on.
Yeah, there's some weird
here we go. Ah, yes. We'll pick up on this call. And it's right. So we'll just bridge this call. And we've got a bridge call.
Hey!
I'm going to hang up on myself. Because that was just giving some weird, weird fucking... Let's hope this guy will call in.
Yep. Apparently not. Meanwhile... Well, we can't call in. Everyone's sleeping. Ah.
Come on, party people.
That's unfortunate.
Yeah, never mind. He's missing out on some proper sex phone sex.
Yes. Hello. Cat sex in the phone.
Come on, party people. Come on, party people.
What was this just getting there?
There isn't one.
Come on, party people.
You probably meant for your your Skype name.
Ah, yeah. Maybe he'll let us, I don't know. If he does, I'm just gonna call him. No, he won't pick up. Shit, he's probably listening to this.
Yeah, not to let you.
I'm just, I'm gonna spam you.
Spam!
You're getting
spam?
So, Kisik, what have you got in store for us tonight? Thing is, the only way we can do this is probably read out what he's saying on IRC.
I'll be Kusuk.
Okay, I'll be myself.
Exclamation mark.
This is going to be a weird show. When has it never been?
What's the point of doing the show, though?
Exactly. Oh, you're a slow typer.
Oh, well.
Kiss me where it smells funny. Ooh.
I'm not planet. I've heard the shows you two have done.
What's that?
I says I've heard the shows that you both have done.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What did you think?
Great shows.
Yeah.
Sometimes you went too far.
Yeah, we went really off into some weird, weird tangents.
Can you fill me
in? Fill you in with what, baby?
Well, what's you missed? You missed a new story. Unix group has been disbanded.
Yeah.
We've been farting about.
Some wank and cock and fart jokes.
Yes. Which one would I be? Also missed some dead air.
Yeah, some
me going to rewire my entire fucking house. And typing, yes, loud typing.
Yeah.
Fuck it off.
Yeah, I guess he's on a delay, that's why we're getting some communication from him.
Alright. Oh well.
Yeah, well.
I guess the delay means when I was listening to the States, it was there about 3 minutes.
I don't know what time. What time is it in the States now?
No, I was saying that when I was listening to the show in the States,
yeah,
there was about 3 minute delay.
Ah, right, okay.
I didn't think it'd be that big, but there was. So when I was trying to call in, as soon as I hung up, I waited for a few minutes because I went to get a drink, came back,
yeah,
switched it back on, and then it was just after you guys hung up.
Ah, okay.
So I was like, ooh.
He's falling asleep.
He's falling asleep listening to us. Are we really that bad? Shouldn't ask that question.
God, I really want to sort my laptop up by tomorrow, so I'll have a working laptop. Maybe install install Kismet on there or something like that. Hopefully it'll work.
Which wireless card you got?
Orinoco and some unnamed.
Is that an Orinoco Classic Gold?
Yeah, I think so. He's an insomniac.
Is it the one with the bad guy with the briefcase on it?
No.
Wait, I
can't get to it now. It's just like 3 foot away from me, but out of my hand's reach.
Alright.
So, yeah.
If it's the one without the guy with the briefcase, then it'll work.
Yeah.
If it's got that on it, then you're fucked.
Oh, okay.
Because that doesn't work because, well...
Well, I will have to cry then.
Yeah. The best ones is Orinoco Classic Gold. The Lucent... not the Lucent, fuck, the Lucent ones. Prism 2 chipsets.
Right.
And the Cisco AirNet 350.
Cool, okay.
Those are the best cards for War Dragon Plus.
Ah.
Every single one of them has ports for external antennas, so you can just bolt an antenna on
your
car roof or something like that. As I do, I'm open.
Yeah, we'll see what happens if I even actually get it fucking working, if I get an operating system running on it by tomorrow. I'd be a very happy man. If not, then fuck it, there's nothing I can do. Just have some other kind of fun. What I might say is we might carry on for the next 5 minutes and then I might call it a night because it is 12:10.
Yeah.
So,
Quickly. Ooh, Cusick's bringing the iBook. Sexy.
Yeah.
Macs are awesome.
Yeah.
Love them.
I can't wait to get my hands on that Mac OS, Mac X86.
I'm actually downloading it at the moment. Oops, shouldn't have said that.
How long have you been downloading it for?
An hour.
Okay.
I've got to switch it all on. I put it on Azurius, right?
Yeah.
Then I minimised it. I've got to actually switch on. I was like, wonder why it was taking so long.
Download Wax. Yeah, I do have it, but it doesn't want to boot. He's just saying for me to download Wax, but it's not working. It doesn't want to boot into my laptop, so I'm gonna have to try Mandrake.
Another good one is Arsenal. That's pretty good. It's based on Slackware, but Live CDs are nice, but they take ages if you want to do something.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm just gonna have to play around with it tomorrow for a few hours, see what happens.
Yeah, it's the best thing to do. Is, just experiment with any distro you can get your hands on.
I mean, as far as
eventually you find one you like.
Yeah. As far as I got with Ubuntu was getting like just a standard shell going, and I could not. For the fucking love of me, boot into a proper KDE, GNOME. Do you pronounce it GNOME or do you pronounce it GNOME?
GNOME.
Ooh. Oh, you do.
It's got a copy of OSX86.
Ooh, you lead Taxor, you.
I should have my finished by tomorrow.
Cool.
Hopefully, so I'll be playing about with that as well over the weekend, but I've got nothing to do. I was meant to be going out in a piss up since I came back from New York, but I'm skint.
Ah. Yeah, so is the life of me as well.
Yeah, I don't get any money until I go to college.
Yeah. But I did have a good night.
Good.
It wasn't too bad. It was mixing vodka and Red Bull in my mouth because I didn't have a glass or anything.
Sounds fun.
Yeah.
I always take every drink straight.
Mm.
You know, people that like having a lot.
Yeah.
Whiskey and coke or whatever, you know, I always take everything straight.
Yeah.
No need in drowning it. But we just make them Scottish. Mm.
Yeah, exactly. You drink you drink petrol if you could.
Actually, one time, yes.
Yeah, I did have a
shot glass.
I did have a bad night of where I picked up a Evian bottle out of a fridge of my mate's house, and it was filled with lighter fluid.
Oops.
Yeah, I had like a mouthful of it, and it just went spit it all out.
Tasty. Oh, that's what I was supposed to do today. I was supposed to pick up a few books that were in store.
Yeah.
Some program ones, like one at C and one at C++.
Cool. So what would you suggest for anyone trying to learn about hacking? What kind of books would you recommend out of the library or something like that?
Very first thing you should do is learn how to program before you even attempt.
Yeah.
To go into hacking. Start off with stuff like C, Perl, learn about databases, so if you want to hack web servers and stuff like that, learn about Linux, Apache, MySQL, Postgres.
Yeah.
Like I said, C, C++, Perl, sometimes people use the, what's it called? PHP.
Uh-huh.
Learn PHP, that's fun.
Mm.
That's a lot of fun, that's very first
language. It is, yeah. And I do enjoy fucking around in PHP.
See the visual languages,
mm.
like the Microsoft Visual, keep away from them, they suck.
Yeah.
You know, so, but believe it or not, right, I was actually looking at job ads, and there was people looking for people who were programming in Visual Basic.
Yeah.
And I was like, what the fuck, Visual Basic? I was like, I could be rich right now.
Yeah.
Such an easy fucking language.
Sure. Ah. Come on. What's going on? God, you still there? Ah, what's going on, man? Looks like Skype is causing us some serious problems.
You broke it.
I was trying to do this hacksaw thing.
Mhm.
But it didn't work. No, I don't know. There's
death.
There's something weird going on.
Yes, yeah, you're running Windows.
Yeah, I'm running Windows. That's the problem.
Yes.
I can't call myself a hacker. I'm sorry. I'm quitting the scene.
You can't do that just because you're running Windows.
I am trying, honestly.
At least I got chicken.
Yeah.
Only people who play World of Warcraft would get that one.
Yeah.
Leroy. Funny. Anyway.
Anyway.
Thing that about does it for tonight, show, unless you've got anything, because I'm all out.
No, I'm all out. I think we should just call it a night from there.
Yeah.
So,
look forward to Monday's show.
Yeah, definitely. Well, tomorrow's show as well.
Well, yeah, that one. What time are you getting back in it?
I don't know. We'll talk in the channel and see what's happening. You need to either send me your mobile number or something so I can text you or whatever.
Right, hang on a sec, I'll get up.
Okay, cool. And it's a good night from Bilal.
And a good night from Scorpio.